you get Manasseh as your king. It doesn't matter that he's got the word of God and the temple, and he's in God's land. Manasseh as your king is a wicked king. You're going to have a lot of trouble.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way.
It's important to choose leaders that will uphold God's word. But do good leaders sometimes make bad choices? Find out today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as Kenneth Copeland and David Barton share how faith in God overcomes the world.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is Thursday's edition of The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's pray. You know what? Jesus is alive. Heaven is a real place. People live. They have life there. I've got kin folks there. You've got kin folks there, David, I know. And a lot of you got, everybody's got some kin folks there, amen. And soon and very soon, all of this is going to change. I tell you, death is going to be swallowed up in life. Glory to God. But those of us that already know Him, that life is residing inside of us right now. Praise God. These are precious, precious moments right here in just the last moments. Did you know all of the, and I'm talking about the Hebrew calendar now, that Hebrew calendar that 6,000 years have come and gone, and the 7,000th year, the millennial reign of Christ Jesus, is just right here. I mean, we're just being pressed between those two. And this little sliver of time, this little moment of grace in which we are living and functioning right now, glory to God. Everything God said must come to pass before this would happen is going to happen right here and right now, and we're in it. Amen. We're there. Mm-hmm. Now, that's the reason why this God-founded nation of the United States is so important. It's not because of our military. It's not because of any of all that. It's because of the faith of God that's in this country and in its people. Hallelujah.
That's right.
We not only need to pray for this nation, which we do. Mm-hmm. We not only need to pray for our leaders, which we do need to be doing that. And we're doing that. If you're going to live by faith, you don't have any choice. You need to be doing that.
Yeah.
But we also have certain ownership responsibilities. We own this country.
Yeah.
In Jesus, we own this planet, man.
Yeah.
He got it back. And right now, we have opportunity to hear from Him, and we have an opportunity to make startling votes with a startling number of people and change this thing.
That's right.
Because we're in a time for the sweeping of the most people into the kingdom of God in the history of this planet. Mm-hmm. And we're there.
We are.
We're right there. Outstanding things are happening. And we need to do what's necessary in our prayer time, in our witnessing time. We need to come alive as God's people, and we need to cover these polls up. They need to be saying, we ain't never seen so many Christians come out and vote in all of our life. We didn't know they could do it.
That's right. That's right.
And swing this thing towards the preaching of the gospel and the love of God and the love for people.
Yeah.
Father, we thank You today for this. We give You praise and honor, sir. We open our hearts. We have ears to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. David, I'm excited. Praise God.
Yep.
Amen. Let's look at something here. When this came up in my spirit, I said, Lord, what are You saying here out of 1 John 5, verse 1? Because that's the scripture I've kept hearing come up. Whosoever believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone that loves him that gave birth also loves him that was born of him. And by this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. Now, that's not talking about just talking about the Ten Commandments. That's talking about everything that God tells you to do. Jesus said, he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loves me. And I will love him, my Father will love him, and I will manifest myself to him. So this is a way of life here. Mm-hmm. Now, for this is loving God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous, for whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world. This is the victory that overcomes this kingdom of darkness called the world, this Babylonian system trying to meet its own needs without God, don't want God, don't want to hear anything of God. Yeah, but then there's a lot of people in there that need to hear from God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And faith is the victory that overcomes that system.
Yeah.
So it's time to have faith in God here,
yeah.
David.
Yeah, it is.
It's time to believe God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but think about this huge problem we got. No, don't think about that. Think about this huge God that we have.
That's right.
Amen. That's right. Makes that little, with God's plan and God's wisdom, faith overcome anything.
It will. And he needs people in there who can touch him and get that faith.
Yes, he does.
And apply the solutions.
Yes, he does.
You're not going to get that faith solution through unbelievers who hate God and hate what he stands for.
David, think about this now for a moment. You and I have accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And Jesus said, by doing that, we are born from on high. We're born again. This inner man is a new creature in Christ Jesus. Now, I can't go ask somebody that doesn't know God,
mm-hmm.
not connected to him,
mm-hmm.
but is connected to darkness, I can't go ask him who I am.
That's right.
He don't know.
That's right.
There's no way. I have to go to God for that.
That's right.
Now, I can't ask him what I should do over here in business because he don't know.
That's right.
And he may be trying to help me and still give me all the wrong
mm-hmm.
information. I can't ask that person to have authority and govern the education of my children
mm-hmm.
because he doesn't know who they are either.
That's right. That's right.
I was in a situation where I had preached for hours and hours and hours for days and days, and my voice just just seemed like it just evaporated right mm-hmm. in the middle of a service. And we had a break between one service and the next service, broke for lunch. And I'm back there praying. I couldn't talk, man, out of my voice. That's about as loud as I could get right there. And I'm like, Lord, what am I going to do? And this came out. Lord, if I were to ask my voice if it's healed, it would say no.
Mm-hmm.
If I were to ask my body if it was healed, it would say no.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't ask my body. And I didn't ask my voice.
Yeah.
I asked you a word, and every time I went to it, it said, by my stripes you were healed. So I didn't ask my voice if I had it say no. I didn't ask my body if I had it say no. I went to your word. Well, so I did that, and I walked out there on the platform, and they still couldn't hear me about the first row. So I took the microphone, and I held it up in my mouth just as close as I could get it. I went through that whole thing. I said, if I were to ask you if I was healed, you'd say, no. If I ask my voice, it said no. If I ask my body, it said no. But I didn't ask you. I didn't ask my voice. I didn't ask my body. I went to the Word of God, and it said I'm healed. And I mean, it just came back in a roar.
Yeah.
Now, there's a point there to be made for having faith in God overcoming this world. Yeah. That in that moment, it overcame that situation in my boy. Mm-hmm. It'll do the same thing where this nation is concerned.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not asking the government. I'm not asking that. I'm not asking people that don't know God. I've gone to God, yeah. And He said we can have our nation stronger than ever.
Yep. One of the things that has stood out to me, and I think people are starting to grasp this, is there are two different views. There's a view of darkness and a view of light. I mean, God's view, and there's the other view. And if you want to have God's things, you got to have God's view on things. You cannot have darkness and get God's results. I mean, it's just not going to work. And we know that in spiritual stuff. We know that in our personal life. And somehow we don't apply that to our political life. And it has to be applied. You cannot apply principles of darkness and get results of light.
No, you can't do that.
It cannot be done.
That is not going to happen.
It cannot be done. Well, let me. There's something that I've really gotten onto recently. I made a few slides. Let me just throw something out. This is something we started earlier in the week. I want to take you through San Antonio, because we talked about San Antonio and how that the leaders in San Antonio have come out with this thing that says, well, if you say anything about homosexuality, or if you say anything about homosexual marriage, you're dismissed from office. They call it malfeasance in office. Number two, they said it's a Class C misdemeanor, so we'll make it a crime if you say these certain things. Number three, we're going to give you a $500 a day fine. So if my business doesn't want to participate actively in a homosexual wedding by supplying flowers or cake or photography or something, you're still going to be fined. Every day you say, no, I can't be part of that. And you're prohibited from running for office in the future if you say anything. And on top of that, you can't do any business with the city. So if I've got a business, I'm not allowed to engage in business with the city if I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, or I think homosexuality is wrong. Now, it's interesting, because what happened, a lot of Christians, I've been down in San Antonio doing a lot down there with these guys and other places across the country, and Christians said, they can't do that. The Constitution gives us a right of free speech. Under our Constitution, we've got the right to say what we think. We also have a constitutional right for a guarantee of free exercise of religion. I can express my faith by saying what I will and won't be part of. And on top of that, I've got a constitutional guarantee for the right of association. I don't have to associate with everybody the government tells me. I can choose who I associate with. I've got all that. They can't do that. And what folks have failed to understand that the Bible teaches so well is that while our rights are constitutionally given, they are politically protected. And if you put people in office who hate God and hate what He stands for, you will not get the results that we were designed to get. And what really drove this home to me was when you go back to the 55 guys who wrote our Constitution, and these guys use so many biblical principles and do, I mean, quite frankly, if you know the Bible and read the Bible and read the Constitution, you see Bible verses all over it. I mean, I didn't even know what the Bill of Attainder was, but I found out it came out of Ezekiel 18:20, and that's one of our clauses in the Constitution. John Adams has three letters saying, well, separation of powers in the Constitution was based on Jeremiah 17:9. And so these guys went through and showed all these Bible verses. But as they were writing the Constitution, one of the guys at the convention was a guy named John Francis Mercer. And John Francis Mercer was talking, and he told the other delegates something that I think is really good. And here they are writing this document under which we now govern ourselves, and this is what he told them. He said, it's a great mistake to suppose that the paper we're to propose will govern the United States. Now, that's a heretical thing to say with all these guys writing the Constitution. He says, time out, guys. Does anybody really think the Constitution is going to govern America? He says, you're crazy if you think that. He continued. He said, it's the men that the Constitution will bring into the government, the interests they have in maintaining that will govern them. He said, the paper will only mark out the mode and the form, men are the substance, and men must do the business. He said, what we've done is we've given you a piece of paper that shows you how to get people in office. But if you don't put people in office who like this paper and who will follow this paper, then this paper is absolutely worthless in the hands of people. And I mean, that's exactly where we are. We keep putting people in office thinking, well, we have laws. They'll follow the laws. We put people in office thinking, they can't do that. That's not the value system of America. We keep putting people in office thinking they're going to follow the book, and that's not the case. And that's why when you go back to what the Constitution says, yeah, we got these rights, but they're also politically protected. And I think this is where Christians are starting to get today in America, is that we understand that we've got a certain... real easy. I can go to Matthew 28. Jesus commands me to go preach the gospel to every creature. So I think I'll obey Jesus. I'm going to run over to Saudi Arabia, step on a street corner. I'm going to do exactly what he told me to do. And as soon as I do, I'm going to get arrested, as the pastor over there just did for preaching the gospel. They threw him in jail. They called it blasphemy. He's waiting to be beheaded. They can't do that, Jesus. Yeah, our rights are biblically given, but they are politically protected. We have a pastor in Phoenix, Arizona, who spent 90 days in jail in America, in Phoenix, because he had a Bible study at his house. And it turns out Phoenix City Council has an ordinance that says you can't have a Bible study in your house. So he got 90 days in jail. And they didn't just come knock on his door and say, Pastor, you can't do that. They came in with a SWAT team, AR-15s, all going at, what'd he do? He had a Bible study in America. We now have a website called religioushostility.org that has 1,200 incidences like that listed. People are finding out, you know, I thought I had all these constitutional, I live in America, they can't do that. No, it's not the documents that give you that, it's the right people in office, which is where we get back to the Bible, Proverbs 29, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people, and why? Because when the righteous rule, they'll use this when they get there. And they're going to get the results. They'll get the economic results that God promises. They'll get the peace results in the nation God promises. They'll get the strong families God promises. But if you put the wicked in office, they're not going to use anything out of this. And I don't care how good the book is, they'll leave it laying on the table. And this does nothing when it's laying on the table. If it's not applied, and it can't be applied unless people who believe this get in there, which is why we're at election time in America. If we don't start standing up and saying, I'm going to find people who believe this, and I'm going to put them in office, and if I can't find them, I'll run myself. I'm going to get somebody in office that understands these principles. That's the only way the Constitution works.
And somebody needs to be bringing these atrocities to
our awareness.
To awareness, yeah. See, and they're not anybody going to do that until somebody, some believer speaks up, because they're the only ones going to say that.
That's right. The media refuses to cover this. Why? Because they think it's great. They think Christians ought to be in those places. This is not news to them. Now, we would cover it because it's news to us. That's where your worldview comes in. Mm-hmm. You know, a biblically minded person is going to point out when violations of those principles occur. An anti-biblical person is going to love it when violations of those principles occur, because they hate this thing. And so we will never get this on the news as long as we refuse to get involved in the media. Oh, kids, you're going to college, don't get involved in the media. That's secular stuff. Well, as long as you're going to have that attitude, it'll stay secular stuff. Mm-hmm. If you're not willing to go in there and be salt and light and be strong enough in your faith to go in there and say, you know what, I'm going to become America's favorite newscaster at night, and I'm going to have a different worldview. If you don't go into that attitude, it'll never change. And that's why we can sit back and pray all we want. And all the prayers we pray are good prayers, but God needs hands out there, and we're the hands, and we're the feet, and we're the, I mean, He's not going to just reach down and slap somebody in the face and say, oh, you're thinking wrong. He can. I mean, he did that with Darius, and he did that with Cyrus and some others. He did it with Nebuchadnezzar, for sure, had him grazing grass for 7 years on his hands and knees, and he got a new mind out of it. But generally, God's waiting for us to do something. Mm-hmm. And that's what we have got to get. And we have got to, I mean, exactly the stuff you were talking about. He is really big, and he can do really big things. He just needs us to go out there and be the opportunity for him to show himself big. I mean, and so I'm watching this happen in America now, that we're starting to realize some basic principles. But they go back to Proverbs 29, too. You don't get the right people in office, it doesn't matter how good your documents are. You get Manasseh as your king, it doesn't matter that he's got the Word of God and the temple, and he's in God's land. Manasseh as your king is a wicked king, and you're going to have a lot of trouble.
You're going to hurt because of it.
You're going to hurt because of it.
Unless you walk by faith.
Yeah. Yep.
And you're living, seeking first the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And everything that
everything
entails,
that means, that's right.
Which definitely includes our whole political environment.
It absolutely does.
Because it has such an influence on
absolutely
everything
does.
That happens. If you're trying to live your life over here in this Babylonian system, yeah, and you're hung into that, and I don't want to speak up too much, I might lose my job. You're going to lose your job.
You're going to lose your job.
And, well, you know, I just don't want to stir the pot. Hey, you're the meat in the pot.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things that has stood out to me, is particularly as we're looking at voting in a week, the overwhelming cause for people voting in America today is economics. their job, the economy, what's happening with money. And Jesus had this conversation with the disciples in Matthew 6, and they said, Jesus, where are we going to get our next meal? What about our clothing? What about our food? He said, come on, guys, look at the sparrows, look at the lilies. They get clothed, they get fed, they don't worry about where it comes from. He said, if you will seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all this other stuff will get added to you. And what happens is when we seek economics or prosperity or something else and not righteousness, you'll lose the righteousness and the prosperity.
Yeah.
If you seek the righteousness, you'll get the righteousness and the prosperity. But it starts first. He said, if you'll seek first my kingdom and my righteousness, then all this other stuff will get added to you. Your food and your clothing, your lodging, your transportation. But if you seek that first, you'll lose that and you'll lose the righteousness. And that's where we are in the nation. We got to say, you know what? I'm voting, but I'm not voting on the basis of economy or job or anything else. I'm voting on the basis of biblical righteousness.
What is right and
what is
wrong.
And God will then prosper off of that. But it starts with righteousness.
And if my voting that way and my standing up that way gets me laid off, well, so be it. Because I'm standing on I'll never miss a deal.
That's right.
I'll never miss a meal. I'll never miss a lick in this thing. Because the kingdom takes care of me, not
right.
the company.
The lilies of the field are always clothed. The sparrows have always got something to eat. And it comes from their Creator. It
Amen.
Comes from God.
We're out of time.
We're out of time.
Oh, my. We'll be back in just a moment.
For 35 years, the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast has taught people how to walk in faith every day through the power of God's Word. The BBOV airs in English, German, Russian, Spanish, and Ukrainian, providing more than 885 million people access to the on-air broadcast. Viewers can watch when and where it's most convenient with on-demand access through our website and the dedicated KCM Roku channel. Roku connects you to the BVOV broadcast anytime you need it. Watch archived broadcasts, Healing School, and much more 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And once I see that command, that is a core value. I don't have to pray about that anymore. I'm going to do that for the rest of my days, the rest of my existence. Gloria Copeland and I are married forever. Glory to God. That is a core value in my life. And walking in love is the supreme core value.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts.
We've all been told why America was founded, but we need to discover that truth for ourselves.
Contrary to popular belief, our founding fathers were not all atheists and agnostics trying to keep the church out of government. Quite the contrary.
They saw the Bible as a practical guidebook for directing every aspect of daily life and thus government, law, and education.
The Bible is the chief moral cause of all that is good.
The Bible should be read in our schools.
The Bible is a book which teaches man his own individual
responsibility. David Barton's book, Original Intent, was written as a result of years researching original documents from America's inception. With the appendix alone filling nearly a third of this book, he ensures that accuracy is intact.
The Influence of the Bible on America DVD documents the dramatic impact of the Bible on American life and culture. See historical records that prove God's hand in forming this country. Learn how many of our values stem from principles in God's Word.
With these two products, you'll be equipped with the truth of this nation's founding. Discover the undeniable influence of the Bible on America.
Discover the profound influence the Bible had on America's foundation. Order the Influence of the Bible package for $27.99 at a savings of 15%. Log on to kcm.org/TV special and request your package today. Stand up for God's righteousness. Learn the true original intent behind the creation of our courts and Constitution. For an additional 10% off, order the Influence of the Bible package online.
David, I remember back when I first began to study the Word of God in college, I had a book called Roman Through Romans. And I was headed class. And I thought, Roman Through Romans. Now, why do I need to be Roman Through Romans in this book when I ain't read Romans yet?
Yeah.
it hit me as a strong influence in my life and still is today.
Good.
Now, we know that people take Bible verses and Bible books and all of that and they comment on them, and they preach on them, and they teach on them, and then other people quote them. And you can get to a place where you don't ever go to the Bible. Yeah, just go to those people talking about the Bible.
Yeah, that's right.
The same thing has happened in the Constitution. The same thing has happened in the whole spectrum mm-hmm. of government affairs. Then they quote one another instead of the founders.
That's right.
And it's been a long time since anybody went back to the original documents and quoted the founders. And that's what David has provided for us in the influence of the Bible on America and the original intent. You go back in here and find out what they said and how they believed and the faith that it took to even get a nation out of this, man. This is very important. It's important for you to know and for you to stir up your faith about this country. Father, we pray for our partners all over the world. Gloria and I have prayed since the very beginning of this ministry for our partners. And sir, we want to thank you for them in Jesus' name. And we praise you for strengthening our partners in Crimea, strengthening our partners in Ukraine, strengthening our partners in Russia, strengthening our partners in Great Britain, England, in Spain, in Australia, in Canada, and the Philippine Islands, and all over this planet. We have partners, Father, and we thank you for them in Jesus' name. Oh, glory. You need prayer? Call the prayer line of this ministry. It's open 24 hours a day. David and I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, we're reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing.
We're created in the image and likeness of God. Amen. We have the God-given ability to think like Him, talk like Him, see like Him, hear like Him, and get His results. Amen.
Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event, the 2014 Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign, November 13th through 15th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. The 2015 Branson Victory Campaign, February 26th through 28th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. The 2015 Southwest Believers Convention, June 29th through July 4th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests in Fort Worth, Texas. For more information, go to the KCM website. Visit kcm.org and get an exciting look at listings, meeting schedules, product news, and much more. View KCM meetings live or watch Believer's Voice of Victory webcasts on demand. That's kcm.org.